Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and I wasn't going to report on this because these poor guys were painters, not in the communications industry, but I had so many questions over the weekend. On Friday, October 25th, men were sandblasting a water tower in Butler County in Ohio. I think it was Riley Township, and they're working at scaffolding at about 100 feet, and it was an accident at height, so OSHA is investigating it. Because the scaffolding collapsed. And when the scaffolding collapsed, these poor guys, they died in the accident. So it's very sad. I'm not sure what happened. 100 feet up on scaffolding, that's, you know, it's pretty hard to believe it collapsed. I don't know what happened. I haven't got a lot of details other than that. I mean, there's a lot of reports. I put a lot of links in there in case you guys want to see what's going on. But I just feel horrible for the families. It just is one of those things that you just think, like all these accidents, you think it could have been avoided. We don't know what happened for the scaffolding to collapse like that. When the scaffolding comes down, you know, you have all the boards that are on it, all the steel. If it, I don't know how it collapsed. Like I've seen a couple blow over. I've seen a couple just give in because they weren't constructed properly, but I don't know. We're just going to have to wait to see what OSHA says. These two were contracted through Farmington Hills, Michigan-based V&T Painting, LLC, for Southwest Regional Water District. So I don't know if that helps at all. But, yeah, they're, as far as I know, their names have not been released yet, if I find anything out. But, you know, just follow the news reports. These guys weren't communications. They were painters. That's why I didn't report anything. But I have a lot of questions. I guess people are a little confused by the whole thing. And they don't understand. It was actually a 150-foot tall water tower. And they were, like I said, they were sandblasting, trying to blast all the paint off. So I don't know if you ever saw that. But what they do, they build scaffolding up the side. Then over the scaffolding, they usually put a lot of tarps and everything to cover everything because they're sandblasting. You know, you would have sand and paint everywhere when from blasting it because they're trying to get all the sand and paint off. And the reason they covered is so obviously everything doesn't blow all over everybody's houses and so on in the neighborhoods. So it was all covered. You know, when you do a lot of communications work, you're on a lot of water towers. You see how this work is done. Sometimes for the communications people, and another note, you have to either take your stuff off or somehow protect it when they paint it. And it can be a real inconvenience if, you know, everything has to go off the tower. But I think they've come up with workarounds, but they still have to paint these towers, obviously, so they don't rust. And you guys can correct me. I think most of them are just big, heavy steel towers. I'm not sure what's on the inside, but the maintenance of a water tower, it's really a lot of work because they have to sandblast and clean the outside. And obviously, they're huge structures because they rely on gravity, really, to bring the water down. And then the other thing is then they have to clean the inside. You know, they constantly have to clean the inside, and they do that several ways. They could drain it and then clean it, but it's, you know, it's high. It's huge. It's not like you know, you can just get a couple ladders. I think they might even have to build scaffolding inside, and it depends. And I don't know how many of you guys climb them. Some water towers, you climb up the side like a leg, and that's how you get up. And it's always a little awkward because they're round. You know, sometimes you have to climb up the bottom and up the top. And other ones, you climb up through the middle. So you have this tube in the middle of the water, and you climb up till you're at the top of the tank. And a lot of times, and very dark, obviously, you're climbing up through a tube, and you get to the top, you have to open the hatch, and sometimes they have walkway on top of the water. So you go up to the top of the water, and then you have a walkway, and then you go walk over to the hatch. In other words, it's not like they just have a tube that goes all the way up to the to a hatch, and you never see the water. Some of them you walk over the water, so, you know, that's why we used to pull a lot of our tools up, because if you drop anything in the water, I mean, what are you going to do? It's gone. But I've seen the way they clean some of the inside of these water tanks. They have divers. That's their specialty. They'll go in and they'll have video cameras and lights. And they, I know you think they just dive in, but it's way more than that. Because I guess the water is so deep, And the human body, you know, can only go down so far. It's a lot of work to go down low. So a lot of these guys have to put on all these weights. They have to squeeze in through a little hole, usually through the top, because they usually can't climb up the hole. So they usually have to climb up, pull up their weights and everything, and then they have to climb, go into the water, which, can you imagine how, I don't know, it depends whatever the outside temperature is to what the water is. And the reason they put so many weights on is so it'll force them to the bottom. And then once they get to the bottom, they have to have a ton of lights. Well, I don't know. They got, you know, two or three bright lights that work underwater. And then they have the video cameras so they can videotape what it looks like inside. I saw a guy do it once in Maryland. It's really cool. And they have video feeds of everything, and they videotape it for the water company so they can do the inspections. I know I'm getting off on a tangent here. It's way different than these poor guys. And I'm not taking anything off these guys. I just thought I'd make you guys aware of water tank maintenance is a lot of work. So anyways, yeah, my deepest sympathies to the families of these poor guys that fell 100 feet off scaffolding. I mean, scaffolding you usually feel is pretty solid, so I don't know what happened. But OSHA's going to investigate, and I'm sure OSHA will let us know what's going on. So, all right, everyone, be smart, be safe, pay attention.